Chapter 3. The Writer.
"What are you doing, you stupid boy?" I said.
"Nothing,"
Peter said. "Where are you taking your sheets in the middle of the night, then?" I said. Peter's face was red. "Did you wet the bed?" I said.
"No,"
Peter said.
"Yes, you did, and you're going to wash your sheets in the bathroom," I said.
"Please don't tell anyone, Tracy,"
Peter said.
"I won't. Talk to Jenny in the morning. She'll help you," I said. "You can get some clean sheets from the bathroom cupboard."
"Thanks, Tracy," Peter said.
"Is this your first children's home?" I asked.
"My mum and dad died," Peter said. "I was very young. I lived with my grandmother, but then she died too. I came here after that. I don't like it here."
"Of course you don't like it," I said. "But this is a lot better than most children's homes. My first children's home was horrible. They gave me dog food for lunch."
"You're lying," Peter said.
"No, I'm not," I said. "Now go and change your sheets."
"Okay, Tracy," Peter said. "Will you be my friend now?"
"I don't want friends," I said. "I won't be here long anyway, because my mum is coming to get me."
"Oh," Peter said. He looked at the floor.
"Okay, you can be my friend. Only for now," I said. "Now go." I went back to my bedroom and I went to sleep. But I didn't sleep well because I had a nightmare. In the nightmare, there was a big swimming pool with stepping stones. Aunt Peggy, Uncle Sid, Julie, Ted, and the children from the children's home were there. I tried standing on the stepping stones, but everybody pushed me away. I was in the water, and I couldn't swim. Then I woke up. I hate nightmares about water, because something bad always happens. Now I have to take my sheets to the bathroom. I'm back. I saw Justine outside the bathroom. She looked tired and her eyes were red. "I'm sorry about your Mickey Mouse clock," I said. I wanted to be nice, but she didn't say anything. Then she looked at my sheets.
"Did you wet the bed again, you big baby?" Justine shouted.
She said more horrible things, but I won't write them here. And I'll never be nice to Justine again. I saw Jenny too. I showed her my book.
"Would you like to be a writer one day?" Jenny said.
Maybe, I said. "I want to be on television. But maybe I'll write books too."
Tracy Beaker, True Life Story. 3 cheers for Tracy Beaker. Tracy Beaker comes out tops.
Tracy Beaker, topping tails.
Tracy Beaker 2. More tales of Tracy Beaker.
"A writer is coming to visit us this afternoon," Jenny said.
You can ask her some questions about writing.
Is she going to write about us?
I said. Yes, she's writing an article about children in a children's home, Jenny said.
I'm not interested, I said. But I am interested. I am very interested. Maybe the writer will write nice things about me. Then maybe someone will foster me. Now I have to look special because I want her to write only about me.